You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Rakesh. In an exclusive report on Money Control, today we spoke of the appointment of the chiefs at three public sector insurance companies, which may be delayed by 3 months. A final shortlist is yet to be decided upon, after which the appointments committee of the cabinet will announce the names. Which are the three companies? How does the market view a delay in such appointments? What are the concerns surrounding these three public sector insurance companies? And how do they fare in comparison to the private sector insurance companies? These will be some of the questions that we'll be trying to answer. And to help us answer those questions, we spoke to M. Saraswati, who wrote the piece for Money Control. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Story of the Day right here on Money Control.
Editor's Pick of the Day. Appointment of heads of three public sector insurance companies delayed. A Money Control exclusive.
The three insurance companies, New India Assurance, National Insurance and United India Insurance, have been headless after their chairman and managing directors retired in July, April and May respectively. July was New India, April was National Insurance and May was United India Assurance. So Saraswati, can you tell us a little bit about what is happening and when we can expect an outcome in this regard?
When it comes to National Insurance, United India Insurance as well as New India Assurance, there has been a delay of almost 3 to 4 months in terms of the CMD appointments. While the Appointments Committee of the Cabinet, which looks after high-profile appointments, has taken interviews of eligible candidates in May, a final shortlist is yet to be out. Sources have told Money Control that the process is still pending at the ACC end, which is headed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and this will take at least 3 more months. So only by the first or second week of October can we expect a final result.
So, well, it's going to be a delay until October, until we find these names. The insurance business in India, like we all know, is a very competitive one and one where the private sector seems to be overtaking the public sector. What do you think is going to be the impact and how will it be viewed by the industry that these three public sector insurance companies will remain headless for so long, Saraswati?
The PSU general insurers have largely been losing market share to the private sector players. For the latest data of July, 44.14% was the market share of PSU players, while the rest was held by private sector entities. Generally, if you look at the markets, they often see senior appointments or the lack of it as a very negative signal, especially since one of the candidates, New India Assurance, is listed on the stock markets. Not having a CMD for more than 2 months can be seen as a negative signal and probably could impact the stock in the long run.
Well, it certainly did make an impact on the last street today. New India Assurance, which is the only listed company among these three insurance companies, did tank as much as 5.24% on the Bombay Stock Exchange to close at 241.25 rupees, and on the National Stock Exchange down 5.36% to close at 239.45 rupees. So outside of the stock market, could you give us a sense of where these three public sector insurance companies are in terms of solvency and the maintenance of the required minimum capital that the IRDAI expects of insurance companies?
The solvency margin of public sector general insurance companies has been a cause of concern for some time now. While New India is not among the laggards and has a higher solvency of 2.58, National Insurance as well as United India Insurance have a solvency of 1.55 and 1.54 respectively. As per IRDA rules, 1.5 is the minimum solvency requirement, which is the amount of assets that a company has to hold against the liabilities. While these companies have been told time and again to improve their solvency, it is only in the last quarter of FY18 that we have seen an improvement.
That is very true. I'm just looking over some numbers. Oriental Insurance's solvency improved to 1.67 in FY18, and that was 1.11 a year ago. National Insurance had a solvency margin of 1.55 at the end of the March quarter, down from 1.9 a year ago. And United India's solvency moved to 1.54 from 1.15 a year ago. So clearly these numbers are improving, but of the three public sector general insurance companies that we're talking about, National and United are up for a merger with the Oriental, which would end up being the biggest ever merger in the insurance sector, and that is going to determine the fate of 41,000 employees, 100,000 agents, 4.5 crore policyholders, and 6,000 branches. The fact that two of these, that is National and United, are going to be headless until October, how is that going to affect the merger? Could you speak a little bit about that, please?
The merger process of National Insurance, United India Insurance, as well as Oriental Insurance have been on the works for almost 6 months now. Sources have told Money Control that the process has been pushed to FY20 due to lack of a consensus to appoint a consultant. At this stage, without having CMDs at the helm of affairs, the process could be further delayed. Investment banking sources have also told Money Control that only if a CMD is appointed across these insurance companies will a merger meeting happen and then the valuation process be decided. Without that, the process could well be pushed to the fourth quarter of next financial year.
A source close to the development also told Money Control that the government wants to have an entity of meaningful size and also fetch a good price when it lists, and therefore a merger in FY19 is unlikely. The merger was expected to be the biggest ever merger in the insurance sector, with the merged entity having a valuation exceeding 1 lakh crore rupees. The announcement had come as a surprise to the market, since National Insurance was already planning to list by June 2018. Considering that two of the three headless insurers are merger and IPO candidates and will have to operate independently at least for the new few quarters, investment bankers did tell Money Control that filling up the posts is imperative to give a positive signal. And like Saraswati just told us, it might be read as a negative message by the markets.
Editor's pick of the day. Appointment of heads of three public sector insurance companies delayed. A Money Control exclusive.
Well, there you have it, a Money Control exclusive, a delay of appointments of chairman and managing directors at three public sector insurance companies, two of which are slated to be merged with Oriental. And all of these are going to be delayed, one leading to another in a domino effect, because unless there is a CMD at the helm of affairs, the merger process cannot take place. Our thanks to M. Saraswati, who reported the story and took some time out to talk to us, and our thanks also to you for joining us.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control.